This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. There are many local horse events coming up in August. At 11 a.m. on August 5th at the Terry Park Golf Course in Palmyra, Otter Creek Saddle Club will be hosting a horse show. August 6th to the 10th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, come on up for the Illinois State Fair Society show. The first part includes saddlebreds and hackneys. August 16th to the 19th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield will be the second half of the Illinois State Fair Society show, which will include Arabians, Morgans, and gated horses. And August 19th at 1:30 p.m. at Side M in the lower parking lot in Chandlerville, the Heartland Saddle Club will be hosting a trail ride. If you were to drive through the Illinois State Fairgrounds this week, you would have seen many horses and their young riders. That's because the State Junior Horse Show was taking place. This show is open to those involved in the 4-H program in their county. 4-H exhibitors from all over the state came to the State Junior Horse Show to compete with the best of the best. I went to the State Junior Horse Show and found some local exhibitors from Madison County. I talked with Maddie Sands about the show.
Yeah, I'm 16 years old, and I'm going to be a junior at Alton High School.
Tell us a little about the horse you're riding here at the show.
Her name is Robin's Cookies and Cream. We call her Cece. She's the sweetest thing, and she loves patterns. So.
And your show in a mare, it's kind of gutsy sometimes. So good for you for getting a handle on that. I ride a mare, too, so I know you're a fan.
Thank you, yeah.
How many years have you been showing?
About 7.
And how many years have you been coming here to the Junior 4-H show?
About 5 years.
And what do you love most about showing horses?
I love the friendly competition and just everybody supporting each other and, you know, just doing our best.
And what's the best part about this show in particular?
Just showing with your friends, basically living with them for a week. So it's just been really fun. And just living with the horses, it's a really good time.
And you have a lot of friends up here. You guys are taking up basically a whole aisle. So that's pretty cool. You know, kind of local Madison County taking up so much space.
Yeah.
What's the best part about summer?
Probably the show, actually. We look forward to it all year, so, yeah.
And is there anybody you'd like to thank for helping you get here, helping you work on your horse?
My parents, for sure. They've dropped everything for a week, well, past several weeks to get ready for it. And just them, for sure, and everybody, all my friends, and everybody who's come up to support. Just thank you.
I also had the chance to talk with Maddie's younger sister, Katie Sands, who also was showing this past week.
I'm 12 years old. I'm 13 years old, but I was in the 10 to 12 division this year. I do English and Western with my horse, Maya. We've been riding for forever. I've had her since probably 4 years ago. I just love her so much. So much fun to ride her.
Sometimes that age cutoff is a real blessing, huh? Get you in that different age category helps a lot. Can you tell us a little bit about the horse you're riding here? You've described her a little bit, but could you tell us a little bit more?
Well, she's a Gris La Paint mare. She's 12 years old, super sweet. She does all around. She's really laid back and nice. I just love showing her.
And how many years have you been showing?
I've been showing since I was 9 years old.
And how many years have you been coming here to the Junior State Show?
I think since I was 9 years old.
And what do you love about showing horses?
I just love all of it, getting them ready, showing them, just everything.
Yep. And what's the best part about this show in particular?
I love the state fairgrounds and hanging out with my friends, and it's just great.
And what's the best part about summer, in your opinion?
Horse shows.
Yeah. And is there anybody you want to thank for helping you get here, helping you getting your horse ready, that sort of thing?
My grandma, and she has an indoor arena at her barn. It's just nice to ride there. And my mom, she does everything, helping me. And my dad, he's always helping me.
Maddie and Katie are from Godfrey, Illinois, and both did very well at the show. Do you know a youth looking to earn scholarships and boost his or her resume? If so, you need to tell them about the Zoetis American Quarter Horse Young Horse Development Program. American Quarter Horse Youth Association members have the opportunity to participate in hands-on horse training as they complete a record book and submit assignments that will teach the fundamentals of horsemanship. Then they can showcase their learned skills and knowledge and earn scholarships and prizes through the Zoetis American Quarter Horse Young Horse Development Program. The Young Horse Development Program was developed to help youth gain hands-on experience in working with and training horses, said Craig Huffings, American Quarter Horse Association Executive Vice President. The program gives youth the opportunity to work with an American Quarter Horse professional horseman and to showcase their hard work and dedication to their project by completing a record book and participating in a show. This will in turn give participants a skill set that will set them apart when applying for scholarships, college, and jobs. For the project, accepted American Quarter Horse Youth Association members receive a donated weanling from a Zoetis American Quarter Horse Association ranching heritage breeder. Youth who are not selected to receive a donated foal but are still accepted into the program will be able to purchase a weanling from a ranching heritage breeder and participate in the program. Throughout the program, American Quarter Horse Youth Association members work with and train their foals, complete assignments, and exhibit the foals at the American Quarter Horse approved show. Ultimately, the project participants have the chance to be recognized and awarded with scholarships. Generous ranching heritage breeders are already selecting weanlings to donate to this year's program. To receive one of these donated foals, free of charge, American Quarter Horse Youth Association members should submit application and waiver by August 15th. Applications will be accepted until October 1st. However, applicants have a better chance of admission into the program and being matched with the foal in their area by applying by their priority deadline of August 15th. The weanlings donated by ranching heritage breeders will be announced and matched between September and November. The 2018-2019 project participants are vying for $5,000 in scholarships and prizes. First place will receive a $2,000 scholarship and an Awards Recognition Concepts belt buckle. Second place receives $1,500 of scholarships and a pair of Justin boots. Third place receives a $1,000 scholarship and a $100 Wrangler gift certificate. And fourth place receives a $500 scholarship and a $100 Wrangler gift certificate. To learn more about the Young Horse Development Program, visit www.aqha.com/YHD. U.S. Equestrian has announced four athlete and horse combinations for the U.S. Endurance Squad for the FEI World Equestrian Games, Trone 2018, which takes place September 11th through the 23rd in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Following the 2016-2018 selection period, the U.S. Equestrian Board of Directors approved the following combinations for the U.S. Endurance Squad to be named to the FEI-nominated entry list. The following combinations have been named to the U.S. Endurance Squad for the World Equestrian Games. Danielle Kroos of Lexington, Ohio, and A.M. Mysterious Mopsa, an 11-year-old Arabian mare. Gwen Hall of Woodland Park, Colorado, and Size Doesn't Matter, her 12-year-old Arabian gelding. Kelsey Russell from Willingston, Florida, and Fireman Gold, an 8-year-old Arabian gelding. Ray Schmute Tyser from Cumming, Georgia, and DM Michelangelo, her 9-year-old Arabian gelding. Erin Champion from Clinton, Tennessee, and Kong Tiki, her 15-year-old Arabian stallion, will serve as the traveling reserve combination. Additionally, the following three combinations have been named to the reserve list for the U.S. Endurance Squad for the World Equestrian Games. Cameron Holzer from Houston, Texas, and Kong, her 9-year-old Shaggiest Sport Horse gelding. Erin Lemmings Eanes from Hicko, Texas, and Toscoro John, her 12-year-old Arabian gelding. And Cheryl Van Deesen from New Shama Beach, Florida, and Hoover the Mover, her 14-year-old Arabian gelding. Congratulations to all those named to the World Equestrian Game Endurance Team. That's all the time we have on your Saturday Afternoon Horse Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.